There we go, we're recording. Jemima, have you been on this boat the whole time?
Yes.
Really?
Yep, I got to Haugesund on the 10th of April. We set sail on the 24th, and I've been on ever since. I'm staying part of the crew until we arrive in Mystic Seaport in October.
Holy cow.
Seven continuous months.
I've been on the air talking about this boat for, well, ever since we heard about it, and I don't think I've said the name properly once, so with your help, I'm wondering if you can say the name properly for me.
Do you want to try first, and then I'll...
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay. Draken Harald Harfager.
Very close. It's Draken Harald Harfager.
Oh, so it sounds like some of the gibberish types I tried to say it.
Yeah.
You sailed from Norway, the same route the Vikings did way back when. How was that?
Wet.
Yeah.
Very, very wet.
All right.
It rained quite a bit. There was one night, and I think it was coming in to... Iceland, I think it was, yeah. And I had just taken off my foul weather gear, and I put it in my box, and I was really exposed. It was like I was just wearing my mid layers, like my really nice fleecy stuff. This huge wave came over.
No.
And it soaked me. It soaked most of my watch. And this is at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh,
we've just come off a 4-hour watch.
And all your fleece, so that's not going to dry out easily.
No.
Oh, my God.
So I got drenched head to toe, and I was in two minds. I was like, do I go and get my bag? Or do I just go to bed? And my bed won. I was like, I'm not dealing with this right now. I take off the majority of the wet layers. I stuff them in my other bag, and I'm going to bed. I'm sleeping through this.
Oh, my. Now, you're saying bed. I'm looking at your ship, and it doesn't look very deep. And there's nothing on the deck other than a tent. What is your bed?
We have four sets of long bunks with a big sort of squishy mattress thing on top with some wool blankets draped over it. But now we're in the States or in Canada and going to the States where it's really, really warm. We're going to have to get some sheets because those wool blankets are too warm.
Do you get to stop and visit a hotel when you come to port?
Sometimes we stay at hostels, but occasionally it's very difficult to find places that will take 32 very smelly Vikings.
Fair play. That's all right, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, I love the smell of the pine tar on boat. And I'm like, I can't smell it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like imprinted in my skin.
But, you know, this is an experience, and forgive me, I can't place your accent. Where are you from?
England.
England, that's what I thought, but I hate getting it wrong because it can be a little awkward sometimes. Now, how did you get involved with an English girl getting on a boat in Norway and traveling to North America?
So, I previously sailed on the 2014 expedition from the UK back to Haugesund. So, earlier that year, my mother saw the advert for Draken. And in doing so, she signed herself up, and then she signed me up for it. So not only did she try and send me away through term time in boarding school, she's trying to get rid of me in the summers, clearly, as well.
That's okay, but a hell of a way to get rid of you.
Yep, and then a few months later, I'd completely forgotten about it, and she called me up one night. She got me to go into my house parents. I was sitting there, I was thinking, am I in trouble? Have I done something wrong? And they were like, have you got Viking horns and pigtails? I'm like... what are you talking about? And they're like, you know, like Vikings. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you got Draken. And I'm like, what are you on about, Elizabeth? And I address her when I get really annoyed. I'm like, Elizabeth, what are you talking about? And she's like, you got Draken Harald Harfager, the Viking ship. And I was like, no way.
You just lost it?
No, I was like, ah, it was brilliant.
Have you been over to North America before?
No, first time. It's first time in Canada, actually.
Well, welcome to Canada.
I love it.
Eh?
It's been amazing. Everyone's so nice to us. It's great. I'm loving the weather as well.
Well, it's nice and warm for you. And
we have one rule on Draken. After seeing loads of icebergs, you can't complain that it's too hot. It's not allowed. If you've crossed the Atlantic with the boat, you can't complain about the heat.
You realize that you're inherently Canadian just for saying that, because that's a saying all summer around here.
It's too hot.
No, you're not allowed to complain about the heat because we only get a few months of it.
I know. This is so not England.
No, it's not.
England's only like 12, 14 degrees usually.
Well, you're going to feel 40 tomorrow. So.
Are you serious?
Tomorrow and Sunday with the humidity. You're going to be jumping in this.
I'm locking myself away in a box full of ice.
Well, I think it's pretty incredible what you and your crew have done here today. Jemima, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you. It's been